This is Anderson Pence Podcast, episode 343 for Thursday, April 16th, 2020. This is Grizzly Adams.
Just about. I can't wait to cut your hair this week. This is Lisa.
So,
Was that the joke?
Please no, let that be the joke. But, you know, as long as we're talking about Grizzly Adams, what do you call?
Dan Haggerty.
I don't know.
It's the name of the actor.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know that. What do you call a bear that pushes three other bears into the swimming pool?
Pushy.
The dry bear. All right. Okay, so maybe not my best one, but
none of them
anyway,
are.
Welcome.
Welcome. We need to do something right away.
What's that? Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely. Today, April 16th, is the anniversary.
That's what we call it.
Six-year anniversary for Dave at the
store. Wow, our store manager, Dave. 6 years.
Cheers.
Couldn't do it without him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Dave's fantastic.
So.
Do you remember the meeting we had?
I do. I was nervous. I still have the notes from the meeting.
Pitching.
Yep.
Here's what.
How many sales per week we were getting?
Yeah, that was fun. That's
so
cute.
Anyway, thank you, Dave. And Dave was one of our first customers and our first employee, and he's still hanging in there. So.
Love you, Dave.
Anyway.
So. All right.
Curados. We should bring this. We should talk about this right away. Curados came in last week.
Sort of.
Part of our Curados order came in.
So the Curados has been kind of a oddly launched cool new pen. First supposed to arrive in February, then that got shifted to March. Then it finally arrived just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, most of the rest of the world got theirs
in months ago. Yeah, yeah.
But the U.S. shipment, for whatever reason, has been delayed. And then it finally arrived with no extra fine nibs.
At all. None. There were none in the United States.
None were received at all. So anyone who pre-ordered or is looking for an extra fine.
We're still waiting
and we have no
They're hoping by the end of May into June, but okay. We don't know. Could be
no
sooner.
No clue. They are cool.
Yeah. I didn't bring one in, but we had one. Dave and I were playing with it at the store yesterday, and
never a good sign.
We'll have to do a little video. There are some definitely a few things that you should and shouldn't do, and how to fill it. We've had some people who are, because it's complicated. It reminds me a lot of like the snorkel, because the snorkel's got all these steps, and
overly
you got to do this.
Engineered.
Yeah. So this, you know, all the. I don't know what the technical term is, but it has all these little like ratcheted things to get the nib unit out. You push in and twist and then pull out, and then that nib unit comes out, and then you do the same thing to release the cover over the top of it so you can put the cartridge on. So there's a couple of tricks with that we've discovered.
We had a customer who emailed who thought that he had done something wrong and he just hadn't been able to put the cartridge in.
Put the cartridge in all the way, and actually it looks like. It doesn't go on as far as it should, but it goes on and it fits solid. And then you put it actually sticks out the back of the, whatever that piece is called, the shroud, the sleeve.
Shroud.
We'll call it the shroud.
That's
but
cool.
It sticks out the back. So we'll touch that up in a video when we get to doing that. So, but neat pen, but they didn't ship us our full order. So we got most everybody's orders out.
Everything.
Except for like, I think maybe five.
Okay.
Five one
anybody
out.
Obviously with an extra fine.
And anybody with an extra fine. So, neat pen. I think you know, for the money, it's right where it needs to be.
Cool.
So, I like it. I'll probably get one just for playing around. But cool pen. So,
we've been working on. I'm gonna mix this up.
You're gonna mix it up?
I am. Working on cleaning the basement and the garage and trying to make the most of our quarantine. We've got on our notes that it's week 14. It just feels like 14 weeks.
43?
I can't believe I've actually been back for a month.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
See this gray right here?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm cleaning, I'm organizing, I'm moving things around. Brian's like freaking out a little bit.
I'm gonna go for a drive or something. I don't know. But she starts cleaning. You got to run. You just got to, you find something.
I'm a stress cleaner. And so, of course.
Find something technical, like grab a hammer and go out in the garage. And
you know, like a lot of people, this is, you know, I'm out of my element. I'm not going to work. I'm not, you know, so I'm trying to keep busy. So I cleaned the basement, which is where we have Brian's repair bench. I didn't touch anything.
We have a rule, you know, don't touch my stuff. My stuff. And that works fine, but you know.
But it's enabled us to get to some of the restored and unrestored pens that we've been putting on eBay and clearing out some of this. We've got some consignment stuff. We've got a lot of our own stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Brian has been working really hard on listing a lot of things on eBay.
Well, since you moved some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
I discovered stuff that I forgot we had.
Of course.
And actually last night, so we're trying to go to bed and I wasn't tired and for a change. And I went downstairs and I said, okay, I'm gonna start organizing. We have some empty boxes. We've got this, that, and the other thing. It was all hidden behind some stuff that you moved. And I was up until about 1 o'clock.
You're welcome.
In the morning, organizing. Wait till you see it. You're going to love it. Everything's awesome. In bins. But so yeah, I've been spending my time doing that. And it's nice to get some of this stuff out. So we've been putting it on eBay.
Yes.
We had 2 dozen lots went out last week.
Unrestored. things that Brian just is never going to get to. And don't worry, we've still got lots and lots and lots.
Yeah, I got
and
another,
lots, and lots of vintage that you'll get to.
Yeah, we'll probably have another 30 trays. And a lot of those are lots of 12.
Right.
Previous ones were 10. Lots of 12, some pencils, some ballpoints, but there are some really good fountain pens coming up. Desk pens, boxed pens are going to be probably another week yet once we get all the trays done. But
it's a good opportunity if you're looking into, if you're thinking about keeping yourself busy.
Yeah.
And maybe thinking about some pen repair that some of them don't need much.
No, there's some really great pens in here. There are great, a lot of great writers. You may have some...
You're not keeping them?
The prices that we're selling for, I should keep them. I mean, they're crazy. These pens are going for these pens are going for about $15 to $20 max a piece in a lot of 10.
Right.
And so they're really
there's some good values.
Good value there with solid gold nibs, 14 karat big nibs on some of the Schaefers and the Watermans, flexible nibs. You just need to put a sack in. Now some of them have they may have some minor issues, some discoloration, or maybe a scratch or a bite mark. Some of them have cracks, and I've tried to notate those, or name and grade or something. But perfectly good, usable pens. I mean, there's really some solid stuff. Oversized flat tops.
But it's a good opportunity if you're stuck at home looking for something to do. It's still pen related. Maybe you wouldn't get into too much trouble if you buy.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple pens, but then you
can
restore
them. I have it on
good
authority. You will not get in trouble if you buy a couple of pens.
Yeah, right. So anyway, bunch of eBay stuff, and feel free.
It's great. It's been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, we've rediscovered a lot of things. We actually went through and pulled some stuff out. One is going to be my anniversary pen.
Okay. Yes, I know. It's on my bench.
Okay.
Completely disassembled.
Like, what do you mean, okay? Like, okay. You knew that.
Well, I've got one that I'm gonna pull aside, and you're gonna give to me for anniversary.
Oh, very cool.
So I guess I have
anniversary taken, and I'll be here.
I got 2 weeks.
For our anniversary.
You will.
I know.
I've got 2 weeks to fix that pen.
Cool.
Oh,
all right, get on it.
So anyway, you can
check us on
eBay. Anderson Pens is the username, and we've got the regular buy now, but we've got auction lots going up. So
cool stuff.
More stuff going up this week.
See, I helped with my cleaning.
So let's, you did.
Yeah.
Let's hit a couple of high points this week. We've got a special, call it a quarantine sale or whatever you want to call it. Some old style Schaefer calligraphy sets.
Yes.
Every 18 months they change the colors.
Yes.
So 1 year it was yellow, orange, and red. And then the next year it was turquoise, green, and
yellow,
salmon or something. And this year it's a new set of colors. So... and they seem to change the packaging every year. So we have some of the previous year's Schaefer calligraphy sets. We've got the fines, the mediums, and the broads, which are really more like, the fine is like a 0.9 stub or 1 millimeter stub. It's
right.
Pretty big.
I like the mini kit where you get one body and then three different nibs.
So you get the fine, the medium, and the broad.
Yes, yep. All in one. Those are pretty cool.
And with a bunch of cartridges.
Yeah, yeah. So
they're super cheap. So we've got
while you're home,
30% off.
And looking for things to do to keep yourself busy. Play with, you know, try and improve your calligraphy or learn calligraphy.
They're good for kids too.
Absolutely. Keep the kids busy.
The maxi set's got three pens, one each fine, medium, broad with all the nibs, and it's got some extra stuff in it. And then the mini kit has one pen with three nibs
and extra cartridges.
And then we have the singles that have just one body, one nib, and a couple cartridges.
Yeah. Couple cartridges, yeah.
So those are cool. So we've got a bunch of those up.
We also still have the Faber-Castell 25% off sale going on.
So and
great, great deal.
Yeah,
that includes the bottle, ink, all the great pens that we have in stock.
And some of the pencils.
Now, Faber-Castell is not shipping at the moment. Their distribution center is shut down. So whatever we have is what's available for sale.
It goes through May 1st.
Until
we run out, yeah. One of the most common questions is they include the Hexo. The Hexo is not out, and Faber is actually not shipping right now. The first date they're talking about shipping is May 4th, so
the sale will be over
before, and they don't even have it. So,
right.
So it does not really include the Hexo, but you can't get it anyway. So,
right.
So we got Schaefer sale, Faber sale,
and then we have a new brand.
We have a new brand that's coming. We should be getting the samples this week. We are going to be carrying Y Studio, which is
those look cool.
It's kind of a neat looking pen, and there's a few different options, the brass, the resin. Stay tuned for more info on those. Once we get those, we'll get some pictures up this week. But they look like a substantial, kind of a minimalist design with a brass barrel and then maybe a resin over the top on the resin. Yeah.
I'm excited to see how they feel in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seem a little more slender.
I know, I like that.
But
they made them just for me.
They did. The brass one looks really cool. The dark black with the brass showing through.
It's going to be heavy.
Yeah.
Brass is always heavy.
Yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see how they feel in the hand, how they look, what the weight and the girth is.
So we're excited about that, and we're going to carry that ballpoints, rollerball, sketch pencils, even.
So few companies make a good sketch pencil.
I like the ballpoints. Cool, it's got a cool little spring in the cap.
You know, you just publicly said I like the ballpoint.
I'm into ballpoints lately. I looked in my briefcase the other day. I have four Retro 51s.
Let me take your temperature.
In my briefcase.
Wow, that's different.
Is it different?
Well, since
maybe I have five. I have at least four. One's a rollerball.
Okay.
I know I have the Eiffel. I have the Tread. And then I have an old set rollerball and ballpoint cap actuated.
Yep.
And then I actually have John will love this. I have a Pilot MR ballpoint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I find it the ballpoints actually, and the rollerballs actually work very well for when we ship and write on the box.
Didn't Hugh make a little sign for you one year that said ballpoint hater?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, great.
Anyway. Keep a lookout for Y Studio. It'll be coming soon. Cool stuff.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Other than that, we are doing what all of you are doing and just...
not shaving.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I haven't not shaved since like 2007.
No, since we've been married, you skipped a winter or something. No, you did like a month. It was, you know, if we went back, I could find it in the podcast.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Is this in protest? Is this in...
You know,
in Appleton, they just announced that we don't have to mow our yards in May. So is this like no mow May, only
is,
on your face?
Yeah.
You're two weeks
early. No mow April.
It's soft at least.
I know, right? I think I went through the itchies. Anyway, I'm just not, you know, we don't, I see like three people. I see you, Eric, Garrett, four, and Dave. And that's it. That's all I see in the mailman maybe, but...
So we're doing what you are. We're hunkering down, staying inside. We are just as stressed and confused as everybody else, trying to keep the company going through online sales, trying to stay home and be creative with meals. I think I'm going to put a note on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You are not hungry, you are bored. And I like all the Facebook little memes and posters that says, you know, at the end of this, we're all going to be, you know, 20 pounds heavier or in really good shape. An alcoholic, because I love all the memes about, you know, it's either coffee time or it's alcohol or it's wine, time. Yeah. Just everybody stay safe. We're just trying to be productive. We had our first fire of the year
outside. We did have our first fire there, yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, so we're trying to take advantage of the good weather. And then right after that, it snowed.
It's gone. It's such a big deal about the snow in April. It snows and it's gone. So, anyway, I discovered a pen the last week that I forgot I had. Actually, I found it downstairs in the basement.
Let me stop you right there. This is the story of his life.
This is actually not even a fountain pen. But it's a cool. It's cool, nonetheless. It's really super cool. You're gonna agree. You're gonna agree how cool this is. She's not. This is an Esterbrook.
Okay.
Wonder Writer.
Okay.
Demonstrator.
I don't see a demonstrator.
It says demonstrator on it.
Okay.
It says Wonder Writer demonstrator. It doesn't have to be. It's a demonstrator pen to demonstrate the Wonder Writer felt tip.
Felt tip.
So this is basically the Esterbrook CX100, but with, of course I haven't tried this.
Don't get that all over your jeans. I just did
this actual nib unit here that has the felt tip. Actually, it's threaded like a really.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's very cool. All right.
So I found that this week, and I actually don't have it in the collection, so it's going in the case.
Okay.
It's an old Esterbrook from
now,
the 60s.
Now, last week we were talking about inks we hadn't tried, yes. And so we've been trying to play around with new inks. So you got confused.
Yeah. So last week I thought I had put Cohen Pecky in
some pen.
My dual fold senior, my Mandarin.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
What was it?
It was Kujaku, actually.
Okay.
So this week I put Cohen Pecky, which I had never used, into one of my rotten vanishing points.
Okay. And?
Lovely color.
Okay.
Lovely. Lovely. Every time I write with it, I go, oh, that's a lovely turquoise. So yeah, I tried Cohen Pecky this week. I know I'm like 8 years too late.
Yes. Well, you know, it's never too late to try a new ink.
So.
Last week I was playing with Chigurin. This week, Brian fixed this really cool pen that I got from a friend of ours.
This was the day she brought down like 8 pens. This one doesn't write. This one's scratchy. This one, the barrel's coming off. This one's got something.
And the Mont Blanc works great now. Uh-huh.
I have proof. The Mont Blanc works great.
The barrel always would come off, so you'd unscrew it, and the outer sleeve part of it would come off, but I couldn't get to the cartridge. So I have filled that
That's a scarce pen, too. It's a gold overlay on the wood.
Yeah.
The swirl. I forget what the name of the pattern is, but it's really
it's very cool.
It's a nice pen.
French
it's a nice
Parker?
45. Is it French?
I don't think it's French.
I don't think it's French.
I thought it was French.
It's U.S.
No. It's not, all right.
The French Parker I bought you for your anniversary you sold.
Ouch. Anyway, so I'm playing with that with my Parker Penman Sapphire.
You can put Sapphire in there?
I am.
Okay, you should. Yeah, live it up.
There you go.
Anyway, that's what I found this week. I didn't want to tell you about the other ones that actually had nibs. So.
Oh, my God.
There were a couple that didn't. But
you know, at home, shop your stash, as we women say, with our
great.
Makeup.
It's great.
See what you've got in your collection. Rotate things out. It's a great opportunity to clean all your pens, give them a good flush, rotate them out, play with something you haven't played with, rediscover an old love.
Yeah, I just to make you feel better, I actually found a couple of pens. Am I an old love?
Well, I've loved you for 10 years now.
I'm looking through the box, and I found a couple of pens that I am going to restore and put up for sale. But I have a 52 Ripple.
Oh, I love those.
With a nice nib, and another 52 Black Chase hard rubber.
Nice.
With nice nibs that are all they need is a little polish and in a sack, and so someone can be enjoying those. They don't need to be sitting in my parts bin. So.
Can I get that in writing?
Sure.
Okay.
That one absolutely.
Awesome.
So anyway, that's kind of what I've been doing.
That's
all
it from here.
Shopping the stash and working the repairs.
We, you know, I'm watching the news a lot, which is maybe not healthy, but, you know, we have a lot of people to keep track of. My mom's in Florida, Lindsay's away at school.
I imagine everybody does, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Your mom's away, well, not here local. Yeah. Keeping track of Chicago. So again, to recap, we are still shipping.
Yep.
5 days a week. The online store. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Of course, both stores are physically closed.
We can do curbside pickup if you're a local.
But only if you are local to Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. We had somebody in California yesterday who did a curbside pickup. So, you know, you're going to save that $3.50 shipping on that brass sheet. But gas is cheap, so I don't know. So we do curbside pickup like between 9:30 and noon, Monday through Friday. So if you're local and you want to select that option, just let us know what day you're going to come and we'll get it ready for you.
And I decided I'm going to learn to crochet.
So next week I'll be wearing a scarf with my full beard.
Everybody gets a scarf. Everybody gets a throw. So. Well, you know.
Mittens? You crocheting me some mittens?
Oh, that's complicated.
Okay.
Although my mom...
Just do me a scarf. I want a scarf.
Okay.
Big, long scarf.
Okay. So. All right. There we go. We'll see. So if anybody has any tips or tricks or whatever, please feel free to email me because I haven't done any crocheting or knitting in decades. So I've decided to do crocheting. I think it's quicker.
And you've got some needles coming.
I believe so.
We're going to do a swap or something?
Yeah.
So, good.
There you go.
All right. Well, I think it's probably it. Is there anything else you want to talk about this week? Okay.
No, I have more things to clean.
I'm out of here. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more pen, ink, paper, and Brian's discoveries.
Chit-chat.
And follow the blog and all that good stuff for news, interviews, and...
any kind of updates on what we're doing or... and definitely keep an eye out for the new Y Studio. And then just check us out on social media as Anderson Tech.
All right. Very good. Like this video and subscribe to the channel and we'll see you.